Hey, everybody, you feel me in your ear there? You want to see me with your eyes? Remember, we are on YouTube. You can see our videos streamed live. Or not, God damn it. All right, I'll start it over. Fuck.
Okay, so I don't know if I've ever told this on the pod, but I just got recently reminded of it. Have I ever told the story about how I almost burned down my apartment?
Your apartment?
Yeah.
No, I know how you almost burnt down your house.
Yeah. So I don't know if I've ever told this on the pod. Okay. This was a couple of years ago. Probably this is when I lived at my apartment, but on the first floor.
Sure. Because Robert moved back into the same building, different apartment.
Different apartment.
But you could have had the original apartment.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I want to live on the top floor.
That just seems like, yeah, you can't go exactly back to where you were. Because
I
was like,
if I do, I might spiral.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
Where I'm just like, I've been in the space before, but people have been here between.
And like, you wake up and you don't know where you are because you like...
Yeah.
Are where you were.
It'd be weird as fuck.
Yeah.
But it was when I lived on the first floor.
Okay.
And back then I was really active in my band Hazer.
Okay.
And at this point in our band's career, we were sponsored by a frozen pizza company.
I remember that.
Mama Basso.
Didn't you just have a freezer full of
we just got
frozen
free frozen pizza all the time. So I ate nothing but frozen pizza, which I still eat, but this was like Kraft frozen pizza. Like it was like deluxe.
Was it better than... Where would you place it? Because you're no longer a sponsor. So.
It was like you had to like really be careful cooking it because the dough was fresh.
Oh,
and it took like 15 minutes to cook. Because
that's one of those places where they'll do like pop ups, or you can buy their frozen.
Yeah, or you
pizzas.
Can buy their frozen. Yeah. And like sometimes they would have pies, which were pretty good.
Ooh,
pizza but pies. I had so much pizza, so I was eating it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they had breakfast pizza. So I was like, oh, breakfast pizza, you know, with eggs on it.
For breakfast?
Yeah, for breakfast. I was like, that would be good.
Piece of shit.
So I was making a breakfast pizza and I ate like almost all of it, but sure. I threw away a lot of the pizza because it was free.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm not going to eat a full pizza that's like rich. And I can eat a full Jag's, but
sure. And you
that's
don't
easy.
Reheat a frozen pizza.
No,
usually.
Yeah. So I threw it away. So I woke up on a Saturday morning, made some frozen pizza, breakfast pizza, ate it, and then was going to my dad's Christmas in Omaha.
Okay.
So I ate the frozen pizza, ate the breakfast pizza, then left for Omaha, ended up staying the night in Omaha at my cousin, at my uncle's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were doing Christmas and all that stuff. Came back and I walked into my apartment and I go, why is it so fucking hot in here?
Just leave the oven on.
Left the oven on.
Jesus.
For 30 hours.
Yeah, that's bad.
At 450 degrees.
Yeah, fuck.
I literally open my door and I go, it's really hot in here.
Something happened.
And I was like, why is it so hot here? I turned the corner and I was like, oh, fuck. I just see the oven. And I just immediately shut it off. And I was like.
And like nothing happened.
Nothing bad happened.
Jesus.
But I was like, can you imagine if I just come back from Omaha having a great time? And I'm like,
the whole building's gone.
And she's like, what happened? And they go, some idiot. And I go, who would have done that?
Yeah. Like, what do you do? Because you don't fess up.
No, I go, well, I was out of town.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. Just everything I own is gone.
But now you're trying to get away with murder because someone died on the third floor.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, shit. That was bad.
You and I each did that once at our apartment where we fell asleep with the oven on.
Oh, I've done that recently.
Oh, have you? It's been I don't think I've done it here.
So recently, probably a few months ago, I was out drinking with coworkers.
Sure.
And I got really hammered and then got home at like 2:30 a.m. Yeah. And I was like, I need food. So I put in a frozen pizza and fell asleep.
And just left the pizza in there too?
Yeah.
Fuck. How'd that look?
I should have taken a photo because I kept it for a while because I was like, this is insane. So like I woke up and I was like, why is it so fucking hot? And like it was smoky.
Yeah.
Because the pizza was in the oven. And I go around and I'm like, oh, fuck. I forgot I put this in the oven. And it was literally just... black.
Yeah.
And just hard.
Could you even see like the outline of a pizza on it? Or was
you could see a little bit of like, oh, that's used to be a pepperoni. That used to be a piece of ham. And it's just like, dude. And so I turned off the oven. I just let it sit in the oven for a while till it was cool. And then I literally just grabbed it with my hand and it was cold. And it was just this brick.
A stone. Yeah.
I was like, that doesn't look good at all.
I don't think I've done that. I think Izzy has, maybe.
I was like, God, I don't even remember putting it in the oven. I was so drunk.
But I do remember like at our apartment waking up on the couch drunk and just like, why is it so
hot? Why is it so hot? Yeah, because we fell asleep. We were trying to eat before we went
to bed. And it's just something. It's just like radiating off of this.
Yeah, because I even woke up and like the TV was still on. Like I think I was watching like a special, like a comedy special or something. And so it was just, everything was just on still. I just passed out because I was so drunk. But that was the time I almost burned out my apartment.
Okay, very nice.
Which, make sure you shut your ovens off.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I don't know. Does it just have to like, I mean, it's so hot, but I don't know.
So like eventually it, like what catches fire?
Yeah, I don't
though?
Know because it's hot, But then like maybe a little spark happens, and if it catches something that's flammable.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know, but it's all contained in a metal box.
But it radiates, I know it so can. Shit can start melting.
Yeah, and it was hot in my apartment, so maybe just eventually the curtains are just like...
I mean, like, I don't know. It. I actually never know if spontaneous combustion is real or not.
Yeah, I don't know if things are just super hot. I think I've
seen it debunked, or if that's just like...
Mythbusters.
But it's spontaneous, so you can't...
I don't know.
I don't think you could do that. I don't think you can test for it because it's spontaneous.
Because it's spontaneous.
Yeah.
You know? It's feeling it's wild. Just
if anything catches fire ever randomly, then it might be true.
Then it might be true. And I almost lost all my belongings.
I know a lot of the people who died of it, they actually said it was a... Like, they fell asleep with a cigarette.
Oh, that makes sense because it's a light.
Yeah, and then it's just fire falling on you, which seemingly out of nowhere because it burns up.
God, that'd be scary.
How can people track fires? I don't understand it.
Yeah, because they go, this is what caused it.
Yeah, but like everything's burnt.
Well, you go and you're like, oh, you had to shorten your wire. What?
Yeah, the whole wire is gone though.
Yeah, how do you know that?
I don't understand that at all.
Maybe like, it's like, well, this area is darker, so this is where the fire started.
Maybe.
I don't know how that works.
But you feel like everything hits its limit pretty quick.
Yeah, and everything's just ash.
Yeah, gone.
Fire is scary.
But we're not gone. Not yet, at least. We'll see you today.
Yeah, I'll see what happens. We're filming this right when a
tornado
storm is about to come through, so middle of the episode, we might be gone.
Or we're just storm chasing. Yeah, skip forward maybe an hour and see if we're here or
we're
not.
Alive. The tornado's right above us, but we didn't stop it.
That'd be wild if you just saw this like fall apart. It's like, anyway, so my dick.
I was jacking off.
So this is the Moist Monday podcast.
Let's get moist.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday podcast.
I'm Robert.
I'm Jacob.
And we're getting moist.
We sure are, bud. It's early in the morning. There's a storm brewing.
Yeah, it is. We're filming this early, but guess what? That didn't stop us from drinking a few beers.
This storm actually kind of got me nervous.
Are you nervous?
I am. I did a little prepping for it.
A storm prepper?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Doomsday prepper?
A little bit. Because
I never watch the weather, so like I just keep hearing people are going, tornadoes.
I accidentally... Well, so we can talk about this later too. I'm trying to fix my phone also. So
oh, yeah, yeah.
For that, but
yeah,
I was watching TikToks and I watched one about the weather, and now every other video is about how they're like, I was going to get destroyed.
Well, yeah, because it went from kind of cold to really hot.
Yep. I think now they're
humid.
Moving it more and more north of us,
thank
luckily.
Goodness.
Yeah, but we still might get like hail and shit.
Well, the weather's going to be moist today.
Yeah.
And it's a Monday.
Because tornadoes, I think, are the scariest weather to me, or a tsunami. Just tornado, like...
I've just never experienced a tsunami. We've experienced...
Right, yeah. I've seen tornadoes in person. It just... It's
just, like, far away.
It feels biblical, though.
It's fucking terrifying how the weather can just devour us.
And, like...
You know?
Yeah, and, like, that is it. It, like, eats you up. And
it just literally just, like, yeah.
Destroys you. Anything you've ever worked on, like, it doesn't matter in nature. I think that's so fascinating.
Yeah, nature just goes, hey, guess what? We're like, blowing through this town.
We're gonna change this shit up.
And
yeah.
It's gone. And then afterwards, it's just calm, and people are just like, fuck!
My things.
And then the weather's just like, it's beautiful now.
Yeah. Here comes the sunshine.
Yeah. Enjoy the day.
But like, cause I was been hit by a few bad ones.
Yeah.
Lately.
Like last summer it hit a small town outside of Des Moines, and like, Wes's girlfriend's mom, her house got destroyed. Jeez. And she like broke her femur.
And that's wild. Cause
and
like,
it's so scary.
And it's also weird how we move on. Cause like, she's probably still has like some resonating like health from breaking her femur and her house is still gone.
Well, it wasn't like completely destroyed, but they fixed it up and she's finally back in it.
Jesus. But like, some
she
people,
had to like, yeah, she had
it's
to like,
just gone.
Yeah. And then you're just like, what do you do?
Like, what do you do the next day?
You can't go to work the next day. There's no way.
Right. But what are you?
Cause like all your shit's gone.
Yeah. So what do you even do?
I don't even know. It is getting fucking windy out right now.
Yeah. Not my biggest fear, but my reasonable fear is my little pear tree in the back.
If that's gone?
Yeah, that's my reasonable fear that could blow away. Biggest fear is one of these giant trees comes down on the house.
Oh, what's your biggest fear in a tornado? Losing my pear tree?
That's up.
Instead of everything you own?
No, you make fun of me for being too anxious about things, so I presented my reasonable fear.
You're allowed to be afraid of losing your house.
Well, yeah, but that's why I'm prepping. So I have every battery charged.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
All my power tool batteries, because I have a power tool light and all
God,
that. I charged my chainsaw. And because we bought a winemaking kit a few years ago.
Got busted that out.
I filled all the big like decanters or whatever it's called with water.
Oh, just so you have clean water.
Just so we, through the filter of the fridge.
That's smart.
To like probably 5 gallon jugs.
Yeah, because you never know.
Well, and also, I always remember reading like that storing water takes up the amount, same amount of space as storing containers.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So you might as well fill it with water.
Yeah, and having clean water is very important.
Yeah.
Because if everything's destroyed, then the water lines get fucked. And
right,
like,
and then
yeah.
you're just you have to figure.
And you have nothing to drink.
Rely on bottled water, yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like.
Well, the good thing is we're still in a developed country. I mean, I know that they still get fucked, but.
Yeah, yeah. But like
we'll still have access to everything
yeah,
so, else.
Yeah, if like Des Moines got fucking hit. All the other surrounding towns would be like, oh, here's all of our water.
Well, yeah, there's still like, we can buy bottled water here.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like,
and it wouldn't, Des Moines so big that it would just destroy a section of it.
Yeah. And also, I never know, like, do cities disrupt tornadoes?
Well, I don't know. Like,
do you think it would stop like the rotation and shit?
Yeah. Like if a building's big enough, is it enough force to stop it or slow it down?
Because
like
we're deep tall enough.
Because we're deep in the city. So like if it starts hitting the city and then. It loses momentum.
I don't know if it does lose momentum because it's from the fucking sky. Yeah, that's where it's just like.
It's God just twirling his finger.
Yeah. It's just, we're all on God's ottoman
yeah.
dealing with
and
it.
And he's just like, I'm making some Nestle chocolate milk right now. Remember that you stir it with your finger?
And you can see the tornado in
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And you go, that's going to be
I don't
so
stir
good.
Chocolate milk with my finger.
Why not? Then you can do it and then you can go and lick it.
Because my finger's not as deep as a cup.
Yeah. But you can still create a tornado.
The syrup's at the bottom. Use a fucking spoon.
You put the syrup in first?
It sinks.
Not if you do it fast enough.
What? I think that makes it sink because it's shooting down.
You go milk, and then you start doing it with your finger while you're putting the syrup in with your other hand.
That wouldn't mix it well. You don't do that.
I've never done
it. No, you don't. You're just lying to get attention.
Damn it.
But with some of my prepping.
He saw right through me.
With some of my prepping stuff, I had to order some stuff.
Ooh,
and also,
okay.
I'm working on the house. So I'm just ordering stuff, too.
Well, yeah, because you're starting to hang up. You've been here for fucking 4 years.
I know.
You're starting
I'm
to
trying
actually
to
have
actually
art.
Change what I want to change around it. It is weird. It's just my new, like. Kinda,
well, you live here, so it's.
I know. My new momentum is if I have any want to do something, I just need to do it immediately.
Yeah, because that feeling will pass.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck, I wish I would have.
Yeah, and then it's just like, well, I'm sitting down, though. So I'm trying to just get stuff done actively now. But I was doing ordering off Amazon, and I think it was maybe these picture frames were like, well, if you order $5 worth more of things, you can get all this shit today.
Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. So I just scrolled something and tried to find something. It was $7.
$7?
Time for a taste test.
Oh, shit. And you got it on Amazon. I'm intrigued by this.
This is my first food I've ever ordered off of Amazon.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever ordered food off Amazon.
And it's a food you don't want to order off Amazon, I feel like. So, but we have some club crackers.
Okay.
And
because he's part of the club.
Close your eyes real quick.
My eyes are closed.
What do you have here?
What the fuck did... What kind of food do you order on Amazon?
Take a look.
What the fuck?
$7 Amazon caviar.
Romanoff black lumpfish.
It had okay reviews. Have you ever had caviar?
I think so.
I never have. I've always wanted
it's
to
cold.
Try it. I refrigerated
wild
it.
Caught in the cold coastal waters of Iceland.
Sure.
Serve well chilled. I think I've had it maybe because caviar is sometimes on charcuterie boards, right?
Yeah. Because it's fish eggs. I don't know if it's supposed to be a specific.
Tips for serving Romanoff caviar. Gently lift when spooning out. Caviar is fragile and must be treated tenderly. Use non-metal implements. Metal can impart a metallic flavor. Recommendation is a mother of pearl or plastic. Do you have a mother of pearl spoon?
I have a plastic.
Serve simply with buttered toast points, blinis, or creme fraichée.
Well, we're going to do club crackers because those are pretty just simple.
Garnish soups, fish, omelets, dips, etc. For best eating experience, serve well chilled. Oh, and then you can make water crackers. This is $7? Mm-hmm. Is that expensive or cheap for caviar?
What do you think?
Cheap?
Yes.
I'm a little nervous for this. I'll let you do the honors of opening it. Jacob's opening the can right now. Or the glass bottle. What does it smell like? Take a little whiff. Fish? It's just weird how it's just like little balls.
Yeah, there's not much smell. It's a little salty.
Yeah, interesting. Dang, that's just weird. I don't quite...
Yeah, I'm nervous a little now.
Was this... promoted to you to buy? How did you find caviar?
So when you get like the same day shipping, there's a limited number
of
things.
It's only what they have available, yeah.
Yeah, so I just kind of scrolled through them and eventually saw this.
There's just a shelf fucking 10 miles away that's filled with caviar at the Amazon warehouse.
I just drove it over and put it on my front door.
And you go, and you ordered it this morning?
Yeah. No, not this morning. Oh, it yesterday. Was a couple days ago. Yeah. It's been refrigerated since though.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's just, I have no idea what it tastes like. I've never had it.
Oh, you never had caviar?
No.
Okay. I think I have.
I think Izzy's tried it before too.
I don't think it's like, I like seafood, but I don't think it's like bad. I just think it's bougie. Just doing a little spoonful of caviar helps the medicine go down.
Yeah, like I think it's more off of like feel, like it just feels fancy more than it's anything special.
Yeah, I think it's just supposed to be bougie.
Mm-hmm. So like when they put gold on things.
It looks disgusting.
It does. It's like little balls.
Well, bone apple teeth.
Yep.
Cheers to $7 Amazon caviar. Ooh, very fishy.
Mm-hmm. Kind of just tastes like seawater.
Yeah.
I can't tell if the crackers are really salty or if it's just so salty.
Ooh, that was a big swallow. I did like put cracker side to my tongue.
And then I flipped it.
Yeah. It tastes a little bit like salmon or tuna. But just the water part of it.
Yeah, it's kind of just like your breath kind of smells like you had it.
Yeah.
It's not really an active flavor. It's almost like I kind of dunked under in a lake a little bit.
Yep. It's like, but I love club crackers.
Yeah, I can't tell how much of the salt is the club cracker or if it's.
I feel like this is just, people don't eat this, right?
I don't know.
Like it's just a bougie thing. It's just like a thing to be like, oh, we have caviar.
This on buttered toast, though. I could see that being interesting.
A whole toast of it, though?
No.
Just that's a thing. Yeah.
It's kind of like when I have sushi and like the wasabi, I just like a little dip of it. I like a little touch of it. And I like it to be kind of like further away when I eat it. So it just eventually it hits for a second.
Yeah, like, and then, but instead of just doing a full swab of, what are you going to do with this jar? There's no way you're going to finish this.
No, how do you finish that?
And how long does it last for once it's opened?
I mean, how long does it last for at the Amazon warehouse?
That's true, but it was sealed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't bad.
I don't know what it was supposed to be, though. I could see this being what it is.
Yeah.
I'll try a little more of it later.
I wonder, like, that with, like, maybe some cheese?
Yeah? I could, like, a dry cheddar.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not interesting.
Yeah, because I'll have to try, like, a charcuterie setup soon.
Yeah, that's what I and then, yeah, you mix it with things. Just to get that little hint of seafood.
Right.
That was $7.
Yeah, which, I don't know, is that well spent?
You got free day shipping because of it.
And that's more what I was after. I'm going to close this for now.
The mailman just showed up.
That's embarrassing.
She didn't notice. And that was taste test.
Yeah. So far, caviar, I have no need to lock it down.
No need to buy it.
No.
No need to
get it. We'll try some more of it later because I'm more curious of what the flavor is that I didn't get.
Yeah, maybe we just got to try it on its own, but that also might be too much too because it's very salty.
Yeah.
I have something to talk about.
Okay.
Inspired by last week's episode.
Okay.
So last week, I'm trying to remember what we talked about last week.
Anything.
Well, last week, Jacob whittled.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, this is something that was on my bucket list.
Oh, sure.
And I found a bucket list that I made. I made a bucket list in like 2016.
Okay.
And this was when I was an engineer in my carpenter job. So it was when we were not friends.
Okay.
It was when I had a serious girlfriend. And I was like freaking 22.
You had a townhouse, right?
Yeah. This is when I lived in Ankeny, had a townhouse.
So probably like the nicest place you ever lived. Okay.
And like, this is when I was like, I had a really serious girlfriend and we were like, hey, this is what we're going to do forever.
Sure.
So we started making a bucket list. I thought it'd be fun to go through the bucket list without changing it.
Sure. See what
is different. What I want
done.
And then in a few weeks, I'll make an updated one.
Okay.
But this, I found it and I was like, what the fuck? Some of the shit's wild. And some of it, I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, because also,
so I think it'd be fun to go through it.
You were, because while you were with her, you were so, you thought you were in a rom-com.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You very like one of those indie annoying rom-coms. Like,
yeah, we were not good.
Like, very like 500 Days of Summer. Like,
that was one of my favorite movies.
I know.
Yeah. Where I was just like, it's us against the world.
Right. But it turns out like, oh no, like it's just
we're just not good together.
No, it's just we keep causing problems. It's not even the world. It's just us. It's the issue. It's us against
the world. Yeah. Hates us. The world doesn't want us to be together.
And it, because we shouldn't be. That's really funny.
But this is from, I'm guessing, 2016.
Okay.
And I found it on Google Docs, so I luckily still had it.
Nice.
So there's a couple of them. We'll go through them decently fast, but if we want to talk about them, we can. The first one on my bucket list: skydive.
Sure. Yeah.
And I still want
to
do that.
I would like to.
And we talk. We might do that if we win the Red Bull race.
We haven't worked on the car. We have a month now.
I know. We get it.
I'm going to text my dad after this and be like, hey, when can I come over?
Next up, live in Colorado. Mm. That's always been a dream of mine. But now, like, the older I'm getting, I'm like, I don't know if I want to. Like, I love Colorado, but like, I don't know if I want to move there.
I had one fish egg in my mouth.
It's weird. Yeah, you were just like
a boba.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. But yes, Colorado. Yeah, you and I had a plan to live there.
Yep. When I was a little kid, we went every spring break, so I was like, man, I love it here.
But now I
still think it's beautiful, but I just think once they legalize weed, it just changed.
Sure.
You know, it's more expensive, it's more crowded.
That's the big issue, is it's so cheap to live here, but I did think about that recently. Imagine like just having a mountain back there. Just being able to see it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That would be real nice if we had just something beautiful looming, because I love Des Moines. I think it's a fun size.
Yeah, I like, and the older I get, I go, I can stay here.
Well, you get,
it's cheap. It's, the people are nice.
You could get a house here.
Yeah, exactly.
You could not get a house anywhere.
No, I'd be fucked.
Yeah. Like this,
I'd be so broke.
This house in other locations, probably 3 times the cost minimum. Yeah.
Just because it's somewhere else.
I mean, have you ever looked up like $1 million house in LA?
Yeah, and it's like so small.
It would be probably like 90,000 here.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
And you're just like, holy shit. Like, yeah, and $1 million house here is like, whoa.
Giant. It's, yeah, you have land.
That's a mansion. Next up, go to Reading and Leeds Music Festival.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's the one in the UK.
That'd be a good one. Do they still do that one?
I think so.
I will say the Riot Fest lineup this year is very good.
Riot Fest would be fun. I've never been to Riot Fest.
September, I think, in Chicago.
Who are like the big bands?
All right, the headliner is good. I think it's Green Day, Blink, and maybe Weezer. It's good.
That'd be sick.
All the middle bands are really good punk bands.
I've seen Green Day, but it'd be fun to see Weezer and Blink.
Blink was bad when I saw them, but
bad no matter what.
It was a speaker issue. Oh, okay. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, that's.
We would be able to discuss at this level
while
and hear
playing.
Each other. Yeah,
that sucks.
It really,
because I just wanted them to be loud and shitty.
And they timed it. It was like Rancid, The Descendants were playing at the exact same time.
So you just heard them?
Well, no, I listened to them. I went to them, and then they both overlapped with Blink too. So like two of the bigger punk bands and then Blink all at the same time, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. What do you go to?
I went to Rancid.
Go to a little
bit
of both.
Walked past Descendants because I've seen them before. I'd never seen Rancid before, but we were like, we don't want to be all the way in the back of Blink.
Yeah, of course.
But we were so far back for Blink, you couldn't hear them anyways.
Fuck, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to go to Riot Fest. That might actually be on this list.
Probably. Riot Fest, one of the best.
Play a sold out show.
Check.
And this is check. I wrote down May 23rd, 2019, Bad Flower at Woolies.
Nice.
First sold out show I ever played.
Dude, my first show was a sold out show.
First and only.
Two.
Oh.
And they were both sold out.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Quit while you're ahead.
That and my Magic the Gathering career. Fucking undefeated.
Undefeated. You played it once.
Undefeated.
I don't know if I wrote this in 2016.
This is just like run in the rain.
Perform original music I wrote.
Have you ever written a song that's been performed?
I don't know, but like I've written bass parts for Hazer songs and Gus Royale songs. Sure. So like, does that count as original music?
You've worked on lyrics for some songs. Gus Royale, but I think you said they changed it since then.
Yeah, I think so. So I don't know what that means.
Sure.
Build a music studio in my basement.
Yeah.
That's something I've always wanted to do.
Sure.
But now I'm like slowly getting out of music.
Yeah.
I'd eventually have like a theater, like a movie theater. But I've always wanted a music studio, maybe because that's how I grew up.
I mean,
like, to somewhere to jam.
If you and I ever had like money, we'd probably have a more like production room.
Oh yeah.
And you could do music.
Too. It would be everything.
Because we would do voice stuff too.
Yeah, we could start doing animations and shit.
Yeah. Well, that takes a lot more too.
That'd be fun.
We need animators.
Next up, learn how to surf. That'd be fun.
Check.
You know how?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know how. I learned how. And when we were in Australia, we took a lesson.
And you did it?
Yeah.
You were able to stand?
Yes, I did stand for like two. It, like, not real waves. I mean, like, they're waves, but like,
it's still impressive because the balance.
The push up is one of the hardest parts.
But it looks so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I feel like, is it all core too?
I don't know. I did it for a day when I was 13.
Visit Portland. Check.
Check.
PRGE 2019. Visit New Zealand.
Check.
Visit Australia.
Check.
Two places I've never been, but you have.
New Zealand, number one for sure.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, like Australia's cool.
I've always wanted to go, you know, because the toilet goes the other direction.
Mm-hmm. But like
shrimp on the barbie.
Sydney was just a cool city, but it was just a cool city.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see like the Sydney Opera House.
Sure, you see it.
Just see it. Yeah. Like I don't need to go in it.
Because that's where that's like an architectural... I would say do New Zealand three times before you do Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, New Zealand was incredible because I haven't done...
Go zip lining in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something you did.
Because we didn't get to go to the South Island. And I'd really like to.
Beat my depression and anxiety.
Working on it.
Don't know if you can ever really do that.
I mean, just try harder.
Yeah, just get better.
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
Join an improv group. Again, wrote this when I was 22.
Ooh, wow.
Part of me wants, like, improv would be fun.
You've done sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Just not,
not live.
I never need to do live sketch comedy. I never need to have a joke bomb live. We joke in the edits.
Yeah, and then people watch it and they go, what?
Because the issue is you have to invite people, and that's bad. Like, I never want to promote us as comedy.
We're comedians.
Like, because we're not. Yeah. We're funny.
You know them from the podcast Moist Monday.
No, you don't.
200 episodes.
Why do they do that?
Become more confident.
I mean, you have a little bit.
Yeah. You know, growth and strengths.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Learn how to play saxophone.
Whoa. Sure.
just to learn that one saxophone.
You can sax?
Well, that.
Oh,
but just
careless
to learn
whisper?
Careless Whisper. Yeah. Where I could just like seduce people. Yeah. I don't know what I remember making this list when I was at work.
You're like, really doing something.
Where I was just like, so I was just thinking about shit. Oh, so a
what
lot
a
of
life.
So a lot of this stuff is random.
Sure.
This next one would be fun, but why is it on my bucket list? Build a paintball course.
Oh.
It'd be fun.
I guess. I mean,
but like all it is just hay bales and 2x4s.
Yeah.
And it's just like shit's ran down because it's covered in paint.
I mean, you could just move all the furniture out of your house and technically you've built
a paintball.
Court.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Why is that on my bucket list?
I really want it. My life won't be fulfilled until I build a paintball course.
I got to build a paintball course.
If you build a paintball course, they will come.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Somewhere out there.
Go scuba diving.
Yeah. I really want to get my scuba license.
Have you ever been?
I've scuba dived in like a couple pools, but I've never gone anywhere and done it.
That'd be so fun. I feel like that'd be something you do like when you're in Australia or New Zealand.
That's
or something.
What my dad did because he has a scuba license where he can go like a certain depth. I think my mom has one too.
That'd be like, it'd be really cool, but also I would get scared.
Yes.
Because like
you're
the
surrounded
pressure.
By water.
And yeah. And you're like, you look up and you're like, God, that's so far away. I can't swim that fast.
Because you're exiting your habitat. And that's truly what it is, and that's insane.
And you're going into somebody else's living.
Where you are nowhere
and
near
all
the top.
All the fish are just like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
This is my house.
So I know Izzy's best friend, I think her dad in Florida has some sort of thing with scuba diving. So we really want to get licensed and then like all go down and do a trip with that.
That'd be sick. Can you get licensed in Iowa?
Yeah.
Just do it at a pool or something?
My dad has a friend who's a military guy. And he does licensing, so I think I can get like a little bit of a deal on one.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You might have to shave your beard down.
Oh, yeah, just to get the mask on?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why is this on my bucket list? Design and make custom t-shirts.
I mean, you have. Gaming off the grid.
Yeah, Moist Monday.
Yeah, you've made merch. Check out below for some of his merch he's designed.
But
and
like,
help him feel fulfilled in his bucket list.
Yeah, help cross that shit. But like... Why is it on my bucket list?
Probably because your girlfriend was artsy and she
I think we did talk about like some of the stuff was shit we were going to do together.
Sure.
But like I was like, what? Experience a rave.
Sure. They're fun.
I don't know if I would like that anymore.
No, you've passed the age for that. I've never been to like a real rave either.
But you've been to a rave adjacent. Or
I went to like a bubble rave in college once.
You went to that rave with your sister.
Yeah, but that was like lame. That was like dance marathon type shit.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't like cool.
Yeah, but just a rave where you're like just on X.
And yeah, I've never done that. Yeah.
I just always picture the episode of It's Always Sunny where Dennis keeps going to the club.
Oh, with the baby pacifier.
With the pacifier.
Like, it just does not appeal. Didn't you go one night when you lived with Jaden and his girlfriend? Like,
we went
to
a fucking DJ. We went to an EDM DJ thing and there were five people there.
Oh,
and I was already in bed and they drug me out of bed to go to this because they go, it would be fun. And I hated every second of it.
Was it a rave?
No, it was just somebody playing loud EDM music, but no one was there.
and like just two people,
and
just
people
doing
were
this.
Just doing, yeah, there's one, there's a few people like fucking going crazy. People were doing coke in the bathroom, yeah, and I was just like, I want to go to bed.
I was in bed.
Yeah, I was like, it sucked. I hated it. Go on a cruise.
Sure.
A cruise would be fun.
It's just, you got to get the right one.
Yeah. You definitely do like the all-inclusive, so you don't have to worry about money.
But like, I don't want to do a party cruise.
Oh, no, I want to do like a cruise where it's just like you do events.
Yeah, like you don't want to do Carnival where it's like a rave on the boat.
No.
I think Carnival's that one.
Like I want to be like, oh, let's go swimming one day.
I would.
Or like a cruise where they stop at destinations. That'd be fun.
My parents did the Disney cruise and like they stopped at like Pompeii. That would be sick.
That'd be sick.
I've always wanted to do Pompeii.
And then it's just like, yeah, you're getting tan. But also I've been on a boat in a lake and when the land disappears, it's terrifying.
And like imagine middle of the ocean.
I know, that sounds I've seen the Titanic.
Yeah, several times. Took two VHSs.
Fucking sucks.
It's a bad
movie. Sucks.
And the only reason it's not the worst movie of all time is because they changed the ending.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the alternate ending?
No, what happened?
It has more to do with the old lady on the boat.
Yeah, because that's how the movie starts.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it's and everyone forgets it starts with that weird documentary, but there's because Bill Paxton's in the modern day part. It's when she throws the necklace into the water. Bill Paxton goes, "Hey, that really sucks, lady."
What? Why'd they add that?
I don't know. But they took it out, and for good reason.
Interesting.
Same guy who made fucking T2.
Yeah, and Avatar.
Avatar is...
Never seen it.
It's fine.
That's on my bucket list. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's just all movies I want to see.
And I want to see this one. Yeah, I want to see this one.
But I really want to see this one. Experience Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Like fucking New Orleans.
I love New Orleans. I've never been, but I love the idea of New Orleans.
I've been a few times in high school.
Damn.
Because we were on a youth trip there because they need God there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they do a voodoo there. That's where Miriam the Voodoo Queen is.
But it'd be fun to go because the food was delicious. But it'd be fun to
fried
go.
Fried catfish. And
yeah.
That
and they also like.
That type of jazz music is one of my favorites of all time.
It'd be fun to go to a jazz club. Mm-hmm. There are a few areas that you probably shouldn't go to, like scary streets.
But I would do a ghost tour.
Oh, dude. Mm-hmm. Like the culture. And then drinking there would be fun.
Yeah.
And Urban then like Street. What's really cool is like, I remember we would wake up early and go to like a crepe place to get like French breakfast.
Sure.
And that was so good. Like, yeah, po' boys. Like food is. And then. Just the culture, man.
Personally, I don't need to do Mardi Gras.
Because that might be crazy.
Because then you couldn't enjoy all the things. It would be the party. You couldn't enjoy the restaurants and the bars.
Yeah, because everything's packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you go and enjoy New Orleans and then go just for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, where I want to do like the culture stuff. Where Mardi Gras, I'm sure, is fun too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's crazy.
But also just so many titties. It's got to be overwhelming.
Yeah. But you give beads to them.
Yeah.
Do men get beads?
No, I don't think so. You probably have to do something real rough.
Show your balls.
Bead. Yeah, or you get the beads put in you.
Anal.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
You got there.
Make a business card. That's on my bucket list.
Fair.
But guess what?
I've
crossed it off.
I've designed mine. I've never made them.
We made God G business cards.
Nice. Oh, wait. No, I have Jacob the Freak business cards.
Yeah. Why is it on my bucket list? I think some of these, I'm like... I'll add this because I've already done it.
Sure.
Just so I can cross it.
Yeah, so you feel fulfilled.
This takes a turn. Make a will.
I get it. That's a good bucket list item.
Yeah,
I
think
you want to do that before you die.
That's important.
That's a practical bucket list.
But I wrote this when I was 22. Imagine if I had a will from when I was 22 and
so
I read
sad.
That on the pod. Be like, I got to update this quick. Everything's going to my ex.
That's really funny because Izzy and I had that conversation when we were married. We were like, oh, all of a sudden I get to decide everything.
Yeah.
Because like
wills are weird.
Well, also just like the funeral stuff we talked about where if she died before we got married, she would have a Christian funeral because her family would be in charge of it. They would just
but
do
now
that.
You're in charge of it. And like, you go, let's burn her.
Yeah. She didn't care about any of this shit. I already threw her away. I don't know what she wants.
And you're allowed one.
Yeah, that's in there too. I like how you latched onto that fun fact.
Well, because I thought you were talking about something else, and then I realized it was about that. That was a different Moist Monday.
Yeah.
Next up, attend the Olympics. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be chaos.
Are they in Washington soon? Something like that.
I think 2026 Summer Olympics are LA.
Okay, it's LA. Yeah. All right. I knew they were that coast. So I think my sister is planning on, or was planning on going to one of them.
It'd be fun just to go to a few events. I don't need to go to a week of it.
Yeah.
But like, just an event. Get in the habit of doing Tough Mudder every year. Talked about this earlier.
Yeah, I wish.
I wish. We had the fucking tattoos on our body.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
We've done it 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And it would be something like, oh, every year we do it.
And like, because also.
Why not?
Yeah. It's a weekend. Yeah. And we've done them several times.
And then it's just a good way to, it motivates me to get in shape.
Yeah, that's true. Because you don't want to be get injured.
You don't want to get embarrassed on the course because everybody's suck. So fucking jacked.
I need to start getting in shape. I'm realizing I'm able to get fat. Not like that I am, but like that I'm like, ooh.
Starting to get a little pudge.
Yeah. I'm just like, ooh, my jeans, I'm puffing around them.
Yeah.
Top's a little muffiny.
Hey, but you're married. You're allowed to.
Yeah, but that's the scary part. Where,
where
like,
you get too comfortable?
Where we don't want to just be like, oh, it's just you and me.
Against the world.
Nom, nom, nom.
We're going to eat caviar for breakfast.
That probably can't be good for you either.
Probably not. Drive a snowmobile.
Sure.
These are... I wonder what I was going through. Like, what was I going through?
Or like, what were you just watching where there's, oh, a snowmobile. I want to do
that. Like all of these are just like, what was I doing?
Yeah, just scrolling.
Shoot a shotgun.
Sure.
I think I've shot a pistol before in Scouts.
I've shot a pistol.
Remember when I was in Boy Scouts?
I hate how defining it is all of a sudden. Ever since we started the podcast, I've learned so much about your Scout experience that you've never talked about your entire life.
Well, we've been doing this for so long, you got to fucking start talking about
things. It was immediately, though.
Scouts.
Yeah.
Scouts
I think
fun.
A Scouts drive was a pretty early episode.
Yeah.
All right, but sure. I've shot rifle. I've shot, I think, an M16 before, and that was cool.
Oh, fuck.
It wasn't automatic.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never shot an automatic gun.
You ever shot a shotgun?
I don't think so. Which I think I might technically own one.
What?
I think my grandpa might have left me one.
And it's just like at your parents' house?
Yeah, it's at my dad's house. Because I have two rifles. The handgun that I don't...
A Nazi knife?
Yeah. It's a... he just collected things and then just gave them away at will.
That was in his will.
Yeah, it was.
Jacob gets my Nazi knife.
He always loved it. My sister got a Nazi knife too.
I mean, there's a Red Cross logo on it.
It's, yeah.
So they were the good Nazis.
It was a Nazi medic. So I like to imagine the worst thing he did was help other Nazis.
Yeah, that's the worst thing he did. Which is
pretty good for a Nazi.
Yeah, that's the best you could be.
I think the best Nazis were the occult hunters.
Excuse me?
I've talked to you about this. We're technically my dream job, unfortunately, is with the Nazi regime.
What?
It's because...
He can't say that out loud.
He sent some people out to just find like the spear of destiny, which is the spear that killed Jesus.
And that was their job? Yeah. So they were just like treasure hunters?
Yeah, it's what Indiana Jones is about, is the other side where they're just looking for treasure.
Oh, yeah, I wish you could. There's Nazis in Indiana Jones.
So many Nazis. Yeah,
wild.
Yeah, like that they find
that's
like
your dream job?
I mean,
to work for Hitler?
No, it's to search for
Jesus' spear.
I mean, that'd be sick to search for religious artifacts.
Yeah, but how do you know what it is?
It's a really good spear. It's so good.
And it killed Jesus?
It sure did.
I thought he died on a cross.
Well, yeah, then they poke him.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah, it's like when...
He ain't breathing.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you have to check, like, meat. You have to check the temperature.
Yeah, and you poke it, and you go, yeah, give it 3 days.
165, yeah.
next up, ride in a hot air balloon.
Fuck that.
You don't want to do that?
No, that and submarine, no. Submarine on the list.
That's the next one, ride in a submarine.
Is it actually?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Hot air balloon, ride in a submarine.
Why?
I don't know,
I
dude.
I think it's because your relationship went south by then, and you're like, I need to live life a little looser. That's why I need a will real quick.
Yeah, why was will so high on the list?
In order.
Yeah. You're like, this is when we broke up.
And then I'm going to tackle depression, just in case. So.
Just in case I do survive. Ride in a submarine. Visit all 50 states.
Sure.
I think I've been to most of them, but I don't know.
Alaska and Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been to Hawaii. I don't know if I've ever been to Alaska.
I would like to do an Alaska.
Alaska trip. Would be fun because Alaska looks beautiful.
Could do an Alaskan cruise.
That'd be fun.
I'd do that. With less party, but more like activity.
Yeah. I like doing activities.
Yeah.
I like being fun. See a game at Wrigley Field.
Sure. Have you?
No.
Damn.
I've seen the outside of it finally.
Yeah. Apparently that was a whole fight that I didn't know happened.
I'm good at communicating.
Wasn't that it? That you were really mad we didn't go to Wrigley Field one time when we were in Chicago? And I just didn't know.
Because I didn't tell you I wanted to. And then when I got back from the trip, I was like, I hate him. He didn't take me to Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? You never mentioned
it. We went to the Bean because we talked about that. It's also, isn't that close to Wrigley? Actually, I don't know.
I don't know. I went.
Yeah. How was it?
It's fucking sick. Okay. I'd like to see a game there.
Sure.
And then we went to the Cubby Bear. It was also when I was dating this girl.
Yeah.
The Cubby Bear was sick because there's a lot of Foo Fighters memorabilia because they did like a secret show there, which we'll talk about Foo Fighters later. Stay tuned. Go crazy in Vegas.
Do you still want that?
Oh, I'll do an updated one later. This is again from 2016. I don't know. I've never been to Vegas.
Me neither.
I think like I don't really care, but then also like if you do go, I think you fully got, you got to embrace it.
Yeah. Like I, that is a place where like, I think it is that like, you go with it.
Yeah. And you just, but then it's just what,
but also going with it is just losing all your money.
It would be fun to go to the shows like yeah. Cirque du Soleil. That'd be sick. Like yeah. a magic show.
See Carrot Top.
Oh yeah. He's always,
I would
there.
Love to see the Carrot Top show.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah.
He's and a like, wild guy.
He's treated as a joke, but he's like one of the most solid comedians.
Yeah, and he has like a lot of prop comedy, right?
Yeah, and like, which is interesting because that means he's also like crafts them.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, this would be funny. Here's a punchline. I pull something out of a suit. Visit France.
Sure.
Experience Oktoberfest in Germany.
Yeah, that's fair.
That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. That'd be just be like a, oh, wow, this is it.
Because that feels like it could be like an adult trip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we could go in our 40s.
Yeah, and just, and, like, be like, we're doing it.
Yeah, just... yeah, what happens when we get sad? That, and we're just like, whoo.
What do you mean when we get sad?
Like, when we're in our 50s and we do these trips, and we're like, we're finally doing it. That's such a weird energy that we'll have.
Why would we be sad? That sounds exciting.
I guess, yeah, because we're finally doing it.
Your parents are going on trips, and they're in their 50s.
That's true, yeah.
And they're loving it.
It's just, picturing us with that energy is so different.
Yeah, and then also being like, hey, can't wait to talk about this on the pod.
Yeah. Sorry, kids. Can't come to your baseball game. We have a pod to record.
Yeah, we got a pod to record. It's a moist money. Your dad's going to get drunk. Attend Burning Man. Sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
That's, I have no interest in this.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a fun one. Because also, I think it kind of got ruined.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of corporate now even, too.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was like, ooh. A lot
sure.
of just like.
I mean, it's the idea of like Woodstock, but then you see 99.
Yeah, and you're just like, start meditating every day.
Wouldn't be a bad thing, maybe. It'd I don't
be
know.
Be good for your life.
Probably.
Start a podcast.
Hey.
Check.
Wow.
And I put Moist Monday. I added that recently.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I had no idea Moist Monday.
Yeah, you wanted a podcast back then.
We got quite a few left, buddy.
Okay.
Take a cooking class. Just one.
Sure.
I don't know. It seems fun.
Yeah.
I've seen it on TV.
I'd love to learn how to like cook all the eggs.
Oh, we did that in school, but uh-huh. I forgot them all. Like how to do like the fucking
poach. Yeah. Benedict.
I tried making eggs recently and they just always, every time I fuck them up, I'm like, well, guess we're making scrambled.
I will refuse. Scrambled is my least favorite.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll eat it.
I won't.
Oh, really?
That's why I don't do breakfast pizza. And because they're a fire hazard.
Yeah, if you leave your oven on. I love, my favorite egg is sunny side up with toast, dip it in the yolk.
I like it's like a runny fried. If you can nail that.
Or a hard boiled.
No. I never do hard boiled.
Deviled egg?
Yeah, I would say, isn't that your favorite?
Throat boat,
cool.
Baby.
Throat boat.
I can't wait to have throat boats tonight. Swallow them whole like a snake.
Okay.
You never done that?
No, I don't eat deviled eggs because you eat all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to order four from the table.
Remember when you brought them to a party and you're like, this is the most of this dish I can eat. And you hit that immediately. And then you just watch people not eat them.
I brought 12 of them.
And you ate eight?
To a birthday party. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let someone else open them.
Yeah.
And then no one opened them. And I was like, well, I guess I'll crack this.
And then you ate the first three.
And then I ate three. And I was like, no one's taking them.
Yeah, I need to
so
wait.
Then I had two more.
You're like, I have to let at least somebody eat them.
And then I was like, no one's taking them. So then I ate like eight of them of the 12. Yeah. And I was like, I can't have any more.
No, that's not
I'm
a lot.
I'm egged up. That means I had four full eggs plus toppings and shit. Yeah. I could have eaten all of them.
You sure could.
I love fucking deviled eggs. Dress up fancy and tour a winery.
A winery? A winery?
I think some of these are just like, oh, that'd be a fun date.
Sure.
But bucket list?
I don't know. Like, I don't think you have to dress up fancy for a winery. I feel like that's like khakis and a polo now.
That's kind of fancy.
Kind of.
Better than, I guess I'm wearing khakis right now.
Yeah.
Have kids.
Sure.
I don't know if I want to do that anymore.
No.
I don't know.
That's fair.
Own a snowboard.
That's achievable. Just own it.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Like because I did snowboard a lot
We've
growing up.
We've always talked about trying to get back into
and
it.
And I love
snowboarding.
It's fun as fuck.
I've only done it like three times.
But we live in Iowa. There's no reason to own it.
No, that's true.
Learn how to garden.
Sure.
You've been doing that? Mm-hmm. You got fucking poison ivy today.
No, it's some sort of like thistle weed. I don't know. Something.
He's getting itchy.
Yep.
Again, this is a weird one. Build a mini golf course.
Fuck.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Like, are these like your carpentry goals of like, oh, if our company got our cabinet making company got hired for this, that'd be great.
We wouldn't.
No, I could have hooked you up with a guy who is building a local mini golf course.
I would have loved that.
He was looking for people to help with painting, so you could have helped.
Building a mini golf course would be so fun.
Oh, it's the magician that hired us.
That would have been sick as fuck.
He's building a local mini golf course.
That would have been so fun.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like
he's still building it.
I feel like you build it and you're like, oh, these would be cool ideas. And then it's just like, oh, and then it's done. And yeah, you go, this is kind of boring.
Well, you can mini golf now.
Yeah, but then it's like,
God, I went to a modern mini golf place. Horrible.
Oh, with black lights and shit?
Yeah, and it was like points based instead of like your score. Yeah.
Like point, like what?
Like you get 9,000 points if you go in this area and then hit it there. It was horrible.
So it was like a little Top Golf meets mini golf?
Kind of, but like.
The fuck?
Horrible.
I've been mini golfing.
Free on Wednesdays.
Twice recently.
Yeah. It's that place I texted you about that we were at.
Yeah.
Where we did the bowling pot. Pints and pour something.
That place
stupid.
Sucks.
Yeah.
With the mini golf thing looked interesting.
It's really bad.
Well, at least it's free.
Yeah, on Wednesdays. We could go still.
Hey, I want to try it. Get a dog.
Sure.
Why is it on my bucket list?
I mean, that's fair to get a dog at some point in my life.
Get a life companion?
Yeah, we're talking about getting a dog.
Woof woof.
She's currently looking at getting a goat.
What do you do with that? You live in a city.
I mean, they can eat the poisonous plants, I think.
Can you just keep it outside?
No, they can be domesticated. They're pretty, like, I think you get...
So you just be roaming around going, bah!
I think so, yeah. Bah! And, like, jumping on shit, yeah. We're looking into it. We'll see.
And Sid's like, I love you.
I'd be worried that they'd stomp.
Oh, yeah.
You know my biggest fear is someone stomping my cats.
Yeah, they got the hooves. Mm-hmm. And they're going, click, 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 click.
Because the big thing is, any animal we get, we want to get it young enough where the cats can kind of assert dominance over it. Just because, when they're bigger, they won't like just go after.
Yeah, we'll go get big in size, yeah, and then could dominate and stomp cats.
Yeah,
I mean that wouldn't be good.
No, we'll see.
Write in wet cement.
Sure, this is kind of your like rom-com feel.
Yeah,
I've done this.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we put our hand. As a kid, we like had to replace part of our driveway.
Oh yeah, and
so
you did
we just laid some cement.
Yeah, I've never
we put
done
our
that.
Handprints in.
That's
the
fun, and then you go, oh, my hands are big now.
Wow.
They don't fit that. That'd be fun to do with like if you had kids or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if we ever need to replace any of our cement and we have kids, we'll invite you over too.
And I get to put my hand in it too? It's like fucking seven of your kids. And then,
Jesus.
And then the goat hoof.
Yeah.
And then my handprint. He's part of the family.
Uncle Rob.
He just really wanted to do it, guys.
It's on his bucket list and he's dying.
He's just really sad.
Let him have this. Also, go play his mini golf course. I know it sucks. He needs
it. Took
this.
Him years to make. It doesn't work.
It's just around your apartment. All right, kids, come on.
Just a root cover machine.
Because that is kind of my hope if Izzy and I have kids is you just get really... Because I... Kind of how I feel like I'm an ideal uncle for my sister's kids.
Yeah, because you're just weird.
Yeah, I think you are even more that. And you're not going to be an uncle on your family.
Nope.
Yep.
If I do, I'll be old.
Yep, and they'll be weird lesbian race children.
Or if my brother has a kid.
Yeah.
Then it's just
I guess, yeah, there's your brother. I just picture like...
But he's 20 years old.
Because I feel like if your sister's ever got a kid, they're going to adopt like a 16-year-old at youth risk.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, this is your nephew. Like, I don't know.
And I'm just like...
Hello.
You want to see something cool? I used to do magic.
Magic, yeah.
I used to do...
But it's just like a 16-year-old kid. It's just like, what's happening?
I'm your uncle.
No, you're not.
Mr. Manager. We got a few left. Visit all 7 continents.
So Antarctica included.
I think that'd be fun.
Sure.
Just to
I mean,
see it.
Pretty soon it's going to be like a tropical vacation place.
Really?
No, but like global warming eventually.
Oh, shit. Go to space.
Sure. If you get famous enough,
yeah,
you write a really good pop star, you can go to space.
Yeah. And then you say, I feel one with the earth and all I feel is love.
I'm an astronaut.
And then Wendy's roasts you.
Yeah, that's so fun. That's been such a weird change in society.
That we all hate Katy Perry now?
No, that's... Like Wendy's social media.
Yeah.
Like Red Robins has always been super good.
Wendy's is the best. They just go, I don't give a fuck. Buy a house.
That's sure.
A bucket list item.
Yeah. That's a game of life thing.
Do you have a house?
I do.
Do yoga in the park.
Okay.
That's just some of this stuff I could just do this weekend.
You could do this right now. You can go over there and stretch.
No, I want to do like a real one.
Like one that's hosted by someone? Okay.
You know, yoga in the park.
Sure.
Fly a plane.
So you want to fly it. Okay. You can take a class.
Yeah, probably.
My aviation. Dad did that. Yeah.
My great uncle used to own his own aviation hangar.
Sure.
So like he took us up in his plane a lot growing up.
I mean, that also may be something we get into in our 50s.
Yeah. And then we start skydiving.
Sure.
And then just one time. And then just one time. Don't pull it.
All right.
We've talked about
okay,
that.
Okay. So yeah. So we get our own plane and we take turns driving it and skydiving out of it. If we are planning a joint suicide, would you rather it be a skydiving or we just run that plane into the ground?
Oh, fuck.
What would you prefer?
Skydiving.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like there's more. You might survive a plane crash because of all the.
No.
Oh, really?
I'm saying.
I guess the metal shrapnel.
I'm saying you and I at the front of the plane and we just literally.
Like, nose bomb it?
Yeah.
And we just hold hands and just scream.
Which would you prefer?
That actually sounds fun.
I think that. Because also, like, I mean, there's the Sky King.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit. You don't know about the Sky King. There's a few people that I treat as modern American heroes, like kind of like old legends.
Okay, yeah.
And one is the Sky King.
Can you Zelda thing?
Yeah. I'll try to explain what I remember of him. He worked at an airport. I think he was a baggage handler, would take stuff off planes.
And he used to drive that cool cart.
Yeah. And then just one day he was, fuck it. And he got in a small plane and took off. Didn't know how to fly it.
Didn't know how to fly
and
it?
And they were talking to him on the radio. And he's just like, hey, I'm sorry I'm causing an issue, but I needed to try something today. And he was just like,
oh my God.
You need to listen to the auto. He is like truly a hero of mine of just like, he...
How was he able to take off?
He wanted to live and he just like did.
It's like a Walter Mitty situation.
Yeah. Except for he died. He did kill himself with it. He crashed the plane. But he was like, I'm going to do this barrel roll. And everyone's like, hey, hey man. Like they're all being super nice. So they're basically like talking him down.
Yeah. Because he's about to jump
off
the building.
But he pulls off this incredible barrel roll. Like, he does inches from the ground. Like he does impressive shit. And they're like, the people are like, that's great, man. Like, good job.
And you've never flown a plane.
Now, if you can just come back here, we can talk you through landing. He's just like, and like on the radio, he's just like, I'm going to be honest. I was hoping that would be it. Like, and Jesus. This guy is incredible. Him and, oh shit, what's it called?
So there's like an audiobook about him?
No, it's his record. It's the recording.
Oh shit.
No, it is.
But you can feel like the joy in his voice. Or
it's
like
just
the,
that he actually, he really lived. And because he talked about like that he feels like he hadn't been.
Damn. But yeah. Then he was like, all right, that's it.
And yeah, and that was basically just like, I think he just crashed the plane.
Fuck.
Yeah. Also, I think it's really cool just taking a stranger's plane out with you.
That's insane.
Because that was somebody's plane. They're the fuck?
That's $75,000. Yeah, this random
that's
guy.
Mine.
And there's a dead guy in it.
Well, no, the plane is gone.
Fuck. That's actually really cool. Hang out with a monkey.
Oof. You couldn't handle that.
When I was younger, I really wanted to own one.
Like a capuchin?
I just want to hang out with one.
But, like, you don't want to hang out with a chimpanzee. Like, not an ape.
But, like, hang out, like, I'm talking 30 minutes.
How long do you think it takes to just disassemble you?
I don't know.
Not long.
It'd be under supervision. You'd be like, hey, you want to hold this little guy?
Like, if someone just had a gun pointed at it, is the safest I would feel. It's just at all times. Try something.
Hey,
give
saddle.
This man a hug.
Give him a dollar.
It's on his bucket list.
Give him a dollar. Build a kick-ass treehouse.
Sure. That's fair.
That'd be fun. Treehouses would be sick.
I have a treehouse tree.
Oh, yeah, you do, but mm-hmm. It's in your front of your house by the road.
I mean, we've got, maybe those trees will grow. Maybe the pear tree.
But like growing up, like I had a few neighbors where their dads built treehouses and we hung up in them.
Were they actually in trees?
Yeah.
Because I knew a guy who had like just a house on stilts.
No, this was like a legit one in a tree and it had like a drop down ladder. Nice. So you could pull up the ladder when you were up there. And like literally to get in was a door. You lift it up and then you put it down and it was the floor.
Nice.
And it was like, that's cool as hell. But also, that's terrifying, dude, to build a treehouse.
That could be another thing we do in our 50s.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're just like, oh, we're stuck up here.
Well, yeah, the kids aren't allowed to use it.
This is where they record their podcast.
That'd be kind of fun.
And a tornado takes us out.
Just on air.
See a concert at Red Rocks in Colorado.
Have you done that?
No. I've been to Red Rocks. I've never seen a show there. I like hiked in Red Rocks.
Our buddy there, Taylor, I remember even like this year, he messaged me like, Pierce of Vail's coming to Red Rocks. We're like, shit.
He's seen a few there, but like it just looks beautiful.
I mean, yeah,
and especially if you go see a band that you love.
So we've been to the other amphitheater in St. Louis. Where did I pee in the cup?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. We've been there twice. Mm-hmm. We saw 21 Pilots and then Tenacious D.
Yeah,
and you pee in a cup.
Where was that?
That was an outdoor one by the zoo
in St. Louis,
Kansas City.
Kansas City, okay, that was a nice one.
I like that
it's
one.
Not Red Rocks.
No, Red Rocks is way different. Visit Aberdeen.
What's that?
Birthplace of Kurt Cobain. Oh. Aberdeen, Washington. It's a very small town.
Will that be on your updated list?
Probably.
Really?
I like Nirvana, dude.
Sure. That was where this crazy guy lived.
I think his house is, like, you can go see his house.
Oh, he hated it here.
I think somebody owns it.
I'm sure somebody does.
I got three left.
Okay.
Own an upright orchestra bass.
Sure.
That'd be sick.
That would be cool. Sure.
That's me trying to play bass. Join a jazz group.
You've never played jazz bass.
One kind of relates to the orchestra upright.
Yeah, but you've like literally never even attempted to play a jazz riff on bass, have you?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Because you're not that kind of bassist.
This one I wrote down twice for some reason.
Oh.
And the last one on my bucket list is go on a cruise.
Okay.
Which we've already talked
about. Really want to go on a cruise.
That's my bucket list from 2016.
It's okay.
Yeah. Some of it's just like, just do it then.
But also some of like, are you going to get in the mini golf business? Like what
other... do you want to, I mean, that still sounds fun to me.
Sure.
I like building weird shit.
We could cut holes.
It's just a bunch of PVC pipe and.
Yeah.
And
we could technically set up some in my yard.
And I could be like, I did it.
Yeah. We can work on it.
Attaboy.
Get some PVC pipe. Yeah. Like just build a little loop-de-loop and just like kind of, I mean, we have a lot of bricks so we can just literally like.
Yeah. Cause it's kind of just like garbage.
Yeah, it's just surrounded by bricks. And
it's just neatly placed.
We just need to cut a good hole that we can hit a ball into.
And you just go, all right, your turn.
Yeah, it won't be flat. I mean, we can get those stampers, but also we have moles in our yard.
You don't need it to be flat.
That's true. It's just part of it. It's part of it. It just ups the par.
You just got to make it. Yeah, this is a par four. Can you get it in three? Try for the hole in one.
Yeah.
And then you go, I'm over this.
Yeah.
You do it once and you go, I'm over it.
We got 16 more holes.
Fuck. Took us 2 years to make. But that was my bucket list.
All right. That's not bad.
I don't know. I think it. Have you ever seen the movie The Bucket List?
No.
I've never seen it either. But, you know, we are getting older.
We are.
I got 11 years left. Got to start crossing shit off. I keep telling people lately, I'm like, a few more months. And they go, what? And I go, yeah, something might happen. People don't like it.
Well, that's one of my favorite things to say to people is, you saved a life. You saved a lot of lives today. Just like that to someone who's nice to you.
Yeah, like you go to the gas station and you're getting like just a pop. And they go, thank you, have a good day. And you go, oh, thank you. You saved a lot of lives today.
It was just like, oh, I needed that. You saved a lot of lives today. And just leave. And they're like, oh, no.
They go, oh, my.
We need to put that in something. Just as a throwaway thing.
That's not a throwaway. No, I mean, it is, but you have to treat it as a throwaway.
Because I don't want, if we put that in a sketch, I just want that a random character says that. I don't want that to be the story.
And then it's just like, what? And then, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. He just goes on to do his thing.
Ready for another segment?
I am ready for another segment.
What's the name of it? Things Robert missed because he doesn't have social media.
Anymore. My favorite graphic.
Things Robert missed. Things Robert missed. Things Robert missed. Things Robert missed
because he doesn't have social media anymore.
Things Robert missed because he doesn't have social media anymore. So this segment is just little news things that I've found that I know Robert has missed because he doesn't go on social media anymore.
Yeah, I miss a lot of things.
And I've been going on social media less and less.
It's good to be off of it. Super nice. It's good to be off of it.
I always just feel a little guilty because the news is so bad lately that I feel like I need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, it is tough because it's like it's a bummer.
And I need to be able to live my life.
I know, like it's a double-edged sword because you want to be aware and you want to be like feel like you can make a difference. But
and you know the thing about a double-edged sword?
Both sides are sharp.
It's just a sharp sword.
And you're going to get cut.
I don't know what that saying means. Most swords have two sides.
We're going to cut you.
All right.
What did I miss? What am I going to learn today? Is it a bummer?
No. The first ever sperm race was hosted.
The fuck's a sperm race?
You race sperms on a course. Let me tell you, it's another thing that the white man, or another sport that the white man cannot dominate. We got destroyed.
Oh, by a black sperm?
I think so. I don't know what he is, but like they're both like young, like funny college kids.
How?
And they like held like a press conference where they're just bad mouthing each other. And then one guy got destroyed.
How do they do that?
They have sperm in something, and then that something is put on a little racetrack. So it's two identical racetracks that they run against. And I think they put something that at least simulates an egg at the end. So the sperm will like go towards it. And it's just you have like a magnifying. Yeah.
That sounds really cool. Is there a video of it?
Yeah, it is.
Holy shit.
I can show you it real quick.
Yeah, we'll play this clip here. Incredible.
It's weird that you watch them die, too, randomly.
Did they just lose motivation? Damn, one is going.
Mm-hmm. And the other one's way behind.
Holy shit.
Yes, yeah, so you just watched the sperm race.
Oh my, that's so wild to think like that's in jizz.
Yeah. That
like we're just flushing this away every
all
day.
All the time, yeah. And then
and it's just little fishies.
They're fucking going for stuff. Yeah, the little tadpoles in us. It's wild. Yeah, oh my like that they God. Like shit talk. That was just two dumb like 20-year-olds with so, broccoli cuts.
That's
yeah.
so fun though.
Mm-hmm. No, it's super
you,
fun.
Yeah, because you have no idea. I don't know how sperm reacts.
Yeah, I have no
but
idea.
I'd be like, yeah, fuck your sperm.
And also like
let me jizz in a cup real quick and dump it on this track.
I mean, if we could, I would race ours.
Yeah, that'd be
super
so fun.
I don't know who's would
win. And then the microscopic, like, that's wild.
It's weird to see them as, like, animals.
Yeah, because you're like, holy shit.
They're swimming, and you see them, like.
And they just have a goal.
And they drop off along the way, too.
Yeah, because they slowly die, or the weaker ones.
I don't even know, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the strong sperm that get through. Because once you get to the egg, you got to fucking.
Like, burrow.
Yeah, and sometimes you can't get through it.
Us.
Yeah.
That's what we are now.
That little sperm is going to start a podcast.
Look at the parents, probably.
He's like, I'm the winner of the first sperm race.
Can you imagine if they collect that and see what kind of kid it produced?
Oh my God.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, this is how we start fucking making the elite race.
That'd be fun.
We're the elite.
It's just the fastest sperm.
It's just the fastest, strongest sperm.
And just like loser has to get a vasectomy because you're not fast.
Yeah, your sperm sucks. Cut him off. That's fucking...
Uh-huh.
That's
sick?
So interesting.
And then anytime someone like shit talked the idea that this is dumb to do, one of the guy who won, he was like, hey, you know, this is actually to raise awareness about fertility rates in the man. Like,
oh my God.
Able, like,
oh my
like, oh,
God.
Shit.
I guess that, yeah.
Yeah, he came
it
ready.
It is fun, but I guess that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have been seeing a lot of stuff about birth rates going down, but it's funny because it's a lot of like the politics. I think Trump is going to start offering money to have babies, but everyone was like, no, we need better like way of life. To want to bring kids.
I think nowadays people are just scared to bring kids into the world, which like, I get.
Yeah, because Izzy and I have talked about that if we want to wait, where I'm like...
Because it could get better or get really worse.
And like, it's not getting better right now. Yeah. So it's getting worse actively, so we're for sure waiting after whatever's happening now.
Yeah, see if it can improve.
Because we're waiting in general, because we're going to wait at least 2 years, I think.
Yeah,
wait till,
yeah, yeah.
Because we have some bucket list stuff we want to do before kids, too.
What's on your bucket list?
Well, like, one is, like, we're going to do a Europe trip before.
Okay. So that means that means they're not having sex, guys.
Yep. Yeah, we're waiting till that.
They go, hey, we're not having kids? Fucking zip it up.
God, that'd be awful. That's what people used to have to do. I guess there was condoms for a long time.
Yeah, just little cloth sacks.
Well, it's sheep intestines. You know that?
I think I knew
those, like, latex-free ones are just that.
Where she's like... Let me put this thing that's like a mimics
organ.
A hot dog skin.
Yeah. Yeah, it is sausage casing.
Yeah, it's just sausage casing. Yummy.
All right, what other news have you missed?
Damn, that sperm race is fun.
Yeah.
That's interesting as hell.
Oh, and then the other big one, there has been a wiener dog, a Dachshund Hound or whatever they're called.
A wiener dog.
That was that escaped, I think, from a trip or a vacation or like a long walk something on Kangaroo Island and lived there for over 500 days.
Oh my God.
And
over,
it just got brought back home.
It's
and
almost 2 years.
Yeah. And all the comments are like, hey, no, like it just has a new life.
Yeah.
Now.
It
like,
clearly wanted.
It is no longer your dog.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It was just a little wiener dog. They kept catching it randomly on like video camera setup.
And
to,
just
like,
kept getting away.
Yeah. And it was just living there for years.
With kangaroos?
I think so. Just in like the Australian wilderness is terrifying.
And this guy is just like, I'm loving this.
Or little girl named Valerie. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And they brought it back home, and I'm kind of pissed for it.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, the dog's probably going to try and escape again, but have no idea how to get back.
The only video of it, it's just barking at the window.
Yeah, because it's like, take me back to my kangaroos.
Yeah, like I had a family. I had babies.
I don't care about these fucking humans.
That is interesting, just like how, because like now it lives like such a, it has a house now.
Yeah, and it's probably
it
like.
It used to have an island.
It used to have an island, and it could roam free and do whatever the fuck it wanted.
What the fuck does it want to do,
And it
though?
Didn't have to wear a top hat.
Yeah, that is true.
We fucking put costumes on him.
I do enjoy that, though.
It is cute. It is cute.
That's like when our cat died. I was just like, you know, I don't regret pissing it off ever.
Because it was funny.
Yeah.
Especially when you shaved him. That is funny.
He needed that, yeah. But it's also, I watch cats actively annoy other cats on purpose. So I'm like, yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to do this now.
Because I'm the owner.
Well, no, like I've seen Sid has done stuff to annoy me on purpose, yeah. And he knows it annoys me.
And then he'll keep doing it because it's getting a rise out of
what he wants to do. Yeah.
Which is so funny.
Where the I'm just like, all right, fair game.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm going to fucking put you in a tux.
They do have a little collar and bow tie.
I know, I've seen it. It's cute, but they hate it. They're always just like, get this off me.
They do that weird walking backwards thing.
Yeah, because they don't know what to do. It's so funny when cats do that. They're just trying to get out of something.
Yeah.
Is that the things I missed? Is there any updates? We talked about this last week because it was kind of breaking news last week, but we're a little late. Is there any updates on the Pope? Is there a new Pope or?
I don't think so yet.
Damn, okay, so they're taking their time.
I think it's, right now it's between a Filipino guy.
Ooh, okay.
And then the other guy, I don't know where he is, but he's black.
Is that what will be our first?
I don't know.
That'd be fun.
I always picture them as old white guys.
Old white men, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be an Asian Pope or a black Pope.
That's fun.
Yeah,
good for them.
I think so, yeah.
Good for them. Yeah, because I just always assume it's always been a very racist old white man that's in charge of the Pope.
But they're from all across the country, because I don't know if we've ever had an American Pope.
Yeah, I guess it is fucking in Europe, so.
But no, like they're from anywhere in the country or in the world.
That's wild. Oh, and no. you have to be like a bishop or something to qualify?
I think like bishop to cardinal. I think cardinal is the one below Pope.
And then you have to do like a political race to...
I don't know.
Interesting.
Oh, maybe. Pope Victor I was a Roman African prelate of the Catholic Church who served as Bishop of Rome.
So it is confirmed. There's a new Pope.
No, we've had black popes before.
Oh, shit. Okay, we have. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Wow, I never knew that.
We've had three African popes.
Whoa.
Pope Victor I in the year is 189.
What?
Maybe was Catholicism kind of beyond racism at a point? Like, was it actually like what it was meant to be? Maybe.
Holy shit. That's actually, blows my mind.
And then Pope Miltiades, because they choose a new name when they become Pope.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Which was 311 to 314. Yeah, the first one was 189 to 199.
Oh my God.
Those years are terrifying.
Yeah. We're in year seven. Just what?
From what?
We're 2025. That's fucking wild.
I mean, like.
You think any of their family of these people even exists anymore?
They can't have kids.
Oh, fuck.
They're popes.
Yeah, but like part of their family line.
Maybe.
Like their brother had kids or something.
And then Pope Gelasius, years 492 to 496.
So it's been 1,500 years since we've had a black
That's
pope.
Right. Yeah, it's been a while.
That is impressive that back then, the three of them, but it's been a white guy. Yeah, it's been a long time. So hopefully, that's wild that they're taking. I thought it would be a faster process, but I guess the pope is
important. I mean, it's only been like a week at this point. I guess I don't know if they... All right, I'll look again.
Yeah, look again. Do we have a new pope? Because I am curious. I haven't... I mean, I don't really pay attention to anything. But I'm curious.
What to expect?
Because I feel like it would be a big deal once they announce it.
May 7th.
Damn, they're going to announce it until May 7th?
Yeah, so it'll be a while.
Holy shit,
All
yeah.
right, so yeah, we'll cover it whenever there's a new pope.
That's going to be like 2 weeks and it'll be a week behind.
No, that is true. That sucks.
That's all right. We'll still cover it. Yeah. The dozens of people that listen to this don't.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, wait to get your pope news from us.
Yeah.
If you hear anything about a pope, consider it a spoiler.
Yeah, it's a spoiler. We'll do a religion quarter about the new pope. Hopefully he's black.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's been 1,500 years.
I don't know. A Filipino would be fun,
That'd
too.
That'd be fun.
Oh.
As long as it's not an old white man.
Yeah, that has to be 99% of them, right?
Yeah, probably. I'm impressed that they had African-Americans back then.
Three?
Year 100? Holy shit.
I mean, like...
That's insane that the Catholic Church was...
I guess African does also mean from, like, Northern Africa, which are, like, more Middle Eastern, which is who started the religion.
Oh, that's true. So they might not have... They might have been...
Also, white. I don't know if the Pope ever always lived in Vatican City.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Maybe that was a newer development. I can look into that.
Yeah, look into that. Maybe. Yeah. That'd be a fun one.
Well, we'll get, like, Pope talk.
Yeah, religion corner.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We'll have a Pope rally.
Ooh, a Pope rally. Make a new graphic. Yeah. It's just a bunch of popes running around.
Yeah, like a Pope rally.
Pope. Now it's time for another segment, and the last segment of the episode is time for Brackets, Busters, and Brews.
This is where we further discuss Robert's way too long list of Foo Fighters songs.
Yeah, and today's an exciting day. We are starting round two, which is insane. So I did a little research. At round two, we still have representation from every album that started on the bracket, holy which is shit. Pretty impressive. All right. The bracket started off with 142 songs. We have now cut it down to 64.
Okay.
We've cut out 80 songs.
Which is what we should have started with.
Yeah, we should have started with 64.
Yeah.
But like now we're getting into like actual discussion. Round three was going to be pretty hard. I think this is still kind of easy for the most part.
Yeah, I think there's one.
So we're dividing round two into four rounds. So for the next month, we'll be talking about round two. We're going to do the top left side of round two. People following along with the bracket. So round two is the introduction of the songs that got buys.
Yes.
So their top 20 songs on Spotify got a buy. So it missed the preliminary, missed the first round. So we're going to talk about a few songs that have not been talked about yet. And the first matchup we have today is Monkey Wrench that got a buy versus Let It Die that's been around since the preliminary round and has advanced through the first round. What do you have for notes for Monkey Wrench and Let It Die?
All right. So for Monkey Wrench, I put this as one of my favorites.
Yeah. I mean, this is a fucking...
Because also...
It's a ripper.
This song was my introduction to Foo Fighters.
Oh, really? Okay.
Through Guitar Hero.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is my guitar... Like, the Guitar
Incredible.
Hero Guitar Hero tournament I played in, I chose Monkey Wrench for my song.
Great song.
I lost. So, like, that's one I really focus on the guitar of it. I love this song.
It's a little punky.
Yeah, like, a little bit. Not too much, but, like, the...
Yeah.
So it's great.
So catchy.
Yes.
Let It Die. This is its third time appearing. So, like, this song is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I do like how it starts off slow, and then the build-up, and then when it shifts into a full song, it's actually really badass. But, like... Is this even a discussion?
No, but I do have some notes for Let It Die.
Okay, yeah.
I put the intro is good, but it could be a minute shorter.
Yeah.
It's a 2-minute intro.
Yeah.
And my favorite part of the song is the in-between part.
Yeah.
I love
the dropout.
I like his voice over a palm muted, simple, good,
ooh,
strong.
Yeah.
Yes. I enjoy it when it comes back in, like the ending of it's good.
The ending of it is when it's like, it rocks.
Yeah, but I like the middle the best. Ooh, okay. And it's like the intro is just too long.
It's very long.
Great song. Not Monkey Wrench.
Yeah, dude, like yeah, Monkey Wrench is
for sure.
It fucking hands down. Next up, this one was a little bit tough for me.
Yeah, because I could see us disagreeing on this one.
We got Good Grief versus A Matter of Time. Both of these songs we've talked about twice.
Yes.
Both of these songs have been in the preliminary round and they moved on and then they also won the first round. So Good Grief off the first album, Matter of Time from Wasting Light, one of my favorite albums. What are your thoughts on Good Grief and Matter of Time?
Because is Good Grief the one I said sounded like a Nirvana song?
I could see that, yeah.
So I kind of put that again. Like, but I put it, it's not bad, but it doesn't scratch any itch for me.
It's a fun, faster punk song. The chorus is really catchy. It's just under 4 minutes, which is nice. So it's a little bit shorter, but still way too long.
Should just be
2.5.
To 3, yeah.
Yeah.
The interesting songs can be 3. And then for A Matter of Time, I put pretty basic Foo Fighter, but it's the good version of their basic.
Yeah, this song is 4.5 minutes, though.
For no reason. Because it's... Also, I've noticed, because I will skip through some of these.
Yeah, just to get done with the bracket.
I am so good at skipping to the exact same moment in the song. If I'm in the middle of the chorus, I will just hit a point and it's the line.
And it's like you didn't skip anything. Yeah, yeah, it's like...
I did that with at least 3 of these songs.
And you're like, oh, wow, nothing changed.
I just skipped one dumb verse.
I do like how there's cool dynamics. The main riff is cool. Mm-hmm. And then it drops into plucking in the verses. There's cool transitions. I like both of these songs.
Both of these are fine for me. I chose A Matter of Time.
Okay, so tough decision. I like both of these songs, but I picked Good Grief.
I wouldn't mind Good Grief because it's different.
It's
this
different.
Is one where I thought we would disagree, but like A Matter of Time's not my favorite.
Yeah, like
song.
I love Wasting Light, so like it's tough for me to, but I think Good Grief, if you compare these two songs, I think Good Grief is better.
I at least remember it better.
Yeah. You want to do Good Grief?
Sure, I'm fine with that.
Hell yeah. Next up, we got Everlong, which is their number one song on Spotify, so this got a buy.
I'm surprised that's their number one.
I think it's number one. Versus La-Di-Da, which has made it again from the
and
preliminary
super
round.
Super fun.
This is a very unique song.
I like La-Di-Da.
Yeah, it's a La-Di-Da is really cool. What's wild is last round I picked a song over La-Di-Da. Low over La-Di-Da.
Sure.
But we went with La-Di-Da. La-Di-Da is fun. It's different. The distortion is sick. It's a fun hidden gem of a track. But then
it's Everlong.
It's Everlong.
But also like Everlong, I don't think it's their best song by far.
Yeah.
It's really good. I love singing along
with
it.
It's definitely overplayed.
I don't know what part of the song I really enjoy though. It's a good song, but like where like The Pretender is their other song where I know what I love
about
that
song. And the parts are sick as fuck. The Pretender has double vocals.
Yeah. And Everlong's like really good, and it's a well-made song.
Yeah. It's also like a classic song where it's like when you first learn guitar,
yeah,
usually people learn Everlong because it's just a four chord. My note is, as much as I want to be different,
Everlong's
we have to pick Everlong.
Everlong, like, I didn't even write a note for because it was like, it's Everlong.
Yeah, I just put the biggest Foo Fighters song, classic and a staple. Like, definitely overplayed, but I still love it. So Everlong wins. Next up, this was another tough one for me. We got Gimme Stitches, which again has made it from the preliminary round. It's a
funky,
fun song. So it beat Cold Day in the Sun, and then it beat T-Shirt. So it's kind of had an easy road, but it's going against Walk, which this song also got a bye. And this song is off Wasting Light.
One of their top songs.
One of their top songs. Gimme Stitches, fun, groovy, has a pop vibe to it. Nice bop.
Because I really enjoyed Gimme Stitches all the way through. And then while I was listening to Walk, I recognized the title of it.
Yep.
And like the first half of the song, I was like, it's fine.
It's slow, yeah.
And I'm just like, well, it's Gimme Stitches. But then the song happens.
Yeah.
It takes way too long to get there, but it's good. Once the chant starts, it's
like, I also love when Dave does his fast vocals and he does that in the buildup of, in the bridge of
where
Walk.
Where it kind of feels like he's rushing.
Yeah, where he's
too.
Like, dancing on my grave, running from the devil, like all the, like it's like all that stuff, like,
and
it's,
this is a song I picture live, it's a fun, and I bet that's so cool.
It's a fun song to sing along to. I'm a really big fan of Walk. I know a lot of people don't like the song, even though it is in their top 20 Spotify songs. It's just a lot of people are like, it's whatever.
I like the second half a lot.
I will say, when I was in my cover band, we played Walk.
Yeah.
And it was a fun song to play. I even helped do backup vocals during the bridge part when he's doing the fast lyrics. So that was fun. This is, dude, it's so tough because I listen to these songs back and forth. And at one point I picked Gimme Stitches. At one point I picked Walk. Like, going back and forth, like, these are both really good songs.
Gimme Stitches, that's where I enjoyed the whole thing.
Yeah. Like,
but
Walk, like, the ending is the best part of it.
And it's a really good,
it's a really good song.
It's probably one of the better moments of the entire album is within that song.
I literally think this morning, my notes, because I go through it and I pick a decision and then I listen to it again just to see like if my mood changes.
Sure.
This morning I picked Gimme Stitches.
Interesting.
But I re-listened to it, I picked Walk.
I chose Walk.
So Walk is my decision right now.
Yes.
Damn. Okay, so we both chose. But Gimme Stitches, man, that song could be in like the top 16.
Yeah. I would put it
top
up there.
20 song, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, from what I can remember, yes.
So next up, we got Big Me. This is another song that got a bye. So this is the first time talking about it. This is off their first album.
Oh, so this is a big song for them.
Yeah, this is their top 20 song. This is a song they did like their music video for it. They like did Mentos in it. So then people kept throwing Mentos.
Sure.
Like that was a big Foo Fighters thing.
That was going, a big just internet thing.
Yeah, going against Bridge Burning, which has made it from the preliminary round. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking badass rock song off of Wasting Light. What's wild is, I was talking to Wes and I was like, all right, here's this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Big Me versus Bridge Burning. I was like, this is an easy decision, right? And he goes, he picked completely opposite of me.
All right, because for me, my notes are Big Me. All I really put was nice vibe. Like
it has a Beatles vibe to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, happy. You just want to sway to it. It's like a little Beatley. Just over 2 minutes.
Bridge Burning, when he comes in, dude, that's something special.
It's a fucking slam dunk.
I chose Bridge Burning too.
But when I talked about Wes, he goes, Big Me, hands down.
Interesting.
And I go, what? Because I was like, easy decision here. And he goes, the harmonies in Big Me. And I'm like, but he also loves early Foo Fighters.
Sure.
Like his favorite album is the first album.
Okay.
But I'm like, Bridge Burning though. Like I thought this was easy. Yeah. So it's wild. Like it's going to be tough when he comes on because he's going to be like, you guys are wrong.
You're wrong here.
You're wrong and all. But Bridge Burning, dude, Hero's song, fucking easy.
All right, up next we got Stacked Actors versus Miss the Misery.
Yeah, Stacked Actors. Both of these songs have made it from the preliminary round. So they've made it through two rounds of things.
Because I think both of these songs were against not as good songs in the past two, though. Because they're not the best, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, so Stacked Actors beat Concrete and Gold off the album and then beat a song off of Medicine and Midnight. Medicine. It beat the two titular songs off the albums. Concrete and Gold and Medicine and Midnight. And then Miss the Misery beat Battle of the Beaconsfield Miners.
Sure.
Oh, I got that wrong. It was Bowser the Beans, Soul Miners, and then Medicine and Midnight.
Okay.
And then Stacked Actors beat Razor and Conquering Gold. Two slower songs. So Miss the Misery, Stacked Actors, both these songs I like a lot.
See, like both of them are kind of middle, like upper middle to me.
Yeah, okay.
Because for Stacked Actors, I put like the chorus, the talky parts are fine.
It has a little bit of a bluesy vibe to it. A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Like it's a fun rock song with a little bit of bluesy.
I remember enjoying it more in earlier rounds than I did this round.
You're starting to get tired of it?
I think so. Yeah. And then Miss the Misery, that's another one I do remember at least enjoying it.
Yeah, I love how the riff is fun, dude.
Because I put it's good, but just nothing sticks out too much.
The chorus is fun. I do like how he says in the chorus, he says Wasting Light, which is the name of the album. So I like that. This is a tough decision for me. I was like, I like both these songs.
All right, you want to do a 3-2-1 on this one?
Yeah.
All right. 3-2-1 Stacked Actors. All right. There we go.
Fuck. Because Miss the Misery is badass. But my note is if I were to listen to just one song randomly.
You'd prefer Stacked Actors.
I prefer Stacked Actors over Miss the Misery.
That's
but
fair.
Miss the Misery off of the whole album is a great, like it's a great song. We got two lineups left, two matchups left. We're going Wheels, which is, this is their top 20 song. So this got a bye versus Wind Up. So this song was only in the first round. It's only beaten Virginia Moon, which is a slower song.
Okay.
Wheels versus Wind Up. I don't even want to talk about this.
Yeah. So I don't remember that this is the song you hate.
I fucking hate Wheels, dude. I hate it so much.
All right. Because for Wheels, I put kind of country feel. They're a band where if it kind of like, I'd see Foo Fighters as a band where if they ever have a different feel to a song that makes it better to me more than the standard.
Yeah. It at least stands out. And but I will say like they do have a country vibe because their lead guitar player, Chris Shiflett, he's a big country guy.
Okay.
So like, yeah. He can kind of influence that in a little bit.
And then I put for Wind Up, like this one's fine. Nothing really stood out too much. Like it's not bad.
Oh God.
All right.
Oh God. But my note for Wheels is I fucking hate this song. This is the epitome of Foo Fighters grocery store songs.
Okay. I could see that.
Like they played this at the Hy-Vee, which is a grocery store in our area. Mm-hmm. This was on the Hy-Vee radio.
Yeah.
And every time it came on, I go, I hate this. Even though I just came in with a Foo Fighters tattoo.
Right. Yeah. All right. I chose Wind Up.
Oh, thank God.
I did it with a question mark, though, because I didn't have a strong opinion.
Wind Up is only 230.
That always helps,
so it's a short song, easy Wind Up. Okay. Oh, man, I was so worried. I was so worried. And the last matchup today is New Way Home, which was in the first round.
Yes, because once I got to the middle, I remembered this song.
And then Feast and the Famine, that has been around since the preliminary round. It took off Enough Space, which could have been in the top 16.
Sure.
It also took out Winnebago, which could have been in the top 16.
Yeah.
Feast and the Famine is on a fucking wrecking spree right now. But it's going against New Way Home, which is a decent song, but like I would have picked Winnebago and I would have picked Enough Space over New Way Home.
Because New Way Home, I put, oh, this is the one where it gets too fucking quiet in the
middle.
It's
almost 6 minutes long.
Yeah. And where.
Like
and
I
the
do,
fade out is like at least a minute.
I know I do like when it drops out and
it's
then builds back
cool
up.
Cool moments, but like it's not necessary. Everything's a minute. Every chunk of that song is a minute longer.
The
than
The ending
it
when
be.
It's fully built up is fucking sick.
Too bad the ending is then also a
and
fade
then it
out
fades out. Yeah, it's just like
at least 40 seconds. And then Feast of the Famine, I just put. I fucking love this.
Yeah,
one.
Feast of the Famine. Like I wrote down some of my notes. Like I was a badass chorus.
Yeah.
There's fucking different changes, transitions. Mm-hmm. This is also, I mentioned this last time when he says PMA, which is the tattoo I want to get on my wrist.
Yeah. Like, this is a top 10 song.
Dude,
for me.
This is
without like, it could be top 5.
Do we even need to discuss?
No.
It's Feast of the Famine, hands down.
And I even kind of ran through this one. I was like, well, if these two are going to be paired and these two are going to be paired and these two are going to be paired, it's easier. Next round, I think is easier for this one. I think
really?
There's one hard one.
Well, okay, so round three of this
section. Yeah, this chunk where it's just like kind of like good, fine, great, fine.
Yeah, that's
and then good, good.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because in this area of the bracket, eventually, if things shake out right, it's probably going to be Everlong versus Feast and the Famine.
Well, all right, so if we, like, let's just run, like, I'll just mention it because we still have to listen to them.
Yeah, we still
got
it. It's going to be, and this will be like in a month from now when we actually do it.
So it'll be like Feast and the Famine versus Wind Up. Easy.
Yeah.
Stacked Actors versus Bridge Burning. I'd have to listen to both.
That's gonna be tough.
Walk versus Everlong. That's
kind of
hard.
That's kind of hard. Yeah.
Matter
kind
of Time versus Monkey Ranch. Or no, it was Good Grief versus Monkey Ranch.
But probably Monkey Ranch.
Monkey
Ranch.
Yeah.
And,
so that one.
But then it will go Monkey Ranch versus potentially Everlong. I'd probably go Monkey Ranch.
I think Monkey Ranch is gonna be the top of this chunk.
You think Monkey Ranch is gonna beat
Feast
of the
Famine? That will be difficult.
See, that's what I.
That's like, the back-to-back
yeah,
song that
that's
we
gonna,
need.
That's gonna be tough.
That I can almost guarantee that will be the final two.
But it's on the left side of the bracket, so it won't be the final two.
Won't those? No, the final two of that bracket.
Oh yeah,
because
the
they're on opposite
yeah,
sides
yeah.
at least.
So next up, it's gonna be another eight matches. It's the bottom half of round two, starting with Rope, Going All the Way Down to All My Life,
which I don't remember either of those.
Those are two songs from their top 20, so we haven't talked about them yet.
Okay.
But Two Bat Rope is incredible. All My Life is incredible. We also get to talk about Times Like These.
Sure.
We also get to talk about the song Run,
which I don't really, I know Times Like These.
Yeah, Dear Rosemary and These, yep. And These Days. So a quarter of the songs we're going to talk about next week have gotten buys.
Okay, cool.
So at least we'll talk about them. That we're slowly chipping through the bracket, and now it's getting to a point where it's like kind of fun. And I felt like this round
I can take less notes now, which is nice
and
too.
It was a lot easier to get through the songs.
Yes.
It didn't feel like a chore.
Well, because there was less of them.
Yeah, less songs, and like the songs are, we're getting to a point where all the bad songs are gone.
Yeah.
But that was Brackets, Busters, and Brews. Hopefully you're playing along at home. And if not, thanks for listening.
And if you were, you're done. You've been done since week two with this.
Yeah, you finish in March, dude, and we're not finishing this till June.
At this point, we could just finish it because we can just be like, oh, we just listened to all these songs. This is the best one from it. But we're not going to do
that. We're not going to do that.
We're going to go through all these songs again, and it's going to take long enough that I'll forget what these songs are.
We're going to milk the fuck out of this segment.
Yeah, we could probably just start a new segment immediately after this and be done by next March.
And then just start another one.
Yep.
But that has been the Moist Wanted Podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for getting moist.
Hopefully, we're still alive to produce this.
Later. It did get a little dark while we were recording, but now it looks like it's calm again.
Yeah, it's not bad out right now.
Yeah, I don't keep track of the weather. But make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Blue Sky, and Parler, all the social medias, because we got them all. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us 5 stars. This was last week's episode, that was a 3-star. This one was probably 4. This one was better.
As far as Moist Monday goes, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, this one was better than last week, but not our best.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
Prepare for the Pope talk next week.
Ooh, I'm excited for that. I'm going to have to
maybe 2 weeks.
I'm going to have to remind Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll forget.
Yeah, I'll try and do some research this week.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious about that because I just always thought it was white people.
Yeah, you just assume.
But we're going to be white people talking about white people.
There we go.
That makes it better. Stay moist out there, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye, buddy.
Hopefully your sperm stays fast.
Ooh. Let's win the race.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.